This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Wonder what to do with unwanted items? Here with some suggestions are Yoko Wakia and Samantha Batman. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So Yoko, you're from the Upcycling Club. So what is the Upcycling Club?
Well, that's a small group of arts and craft that I founded about 7 years ago. We started from Square Edge. Now we are based at Te Manawa. We hold free arts and craft workshops on the third Saturday of each month at Te Manawa.
So that's the third Saturday. At what time?
From 1 to 3.
Right. And do people have to register before?
No, they just come along.
And so what happens at these art classes?
We usually have three or four tables. One is dedicated for weaving flax or using plastic bags or tapes for holding newspapers. One of the grandsons of our member delivers newspapers, and those newspapers are delivered to their house all bundled up with plastic tapes. So this lady collects them all and makes them into bags, shopping bags, and nice little bags.
So you're upcycling things that are, well, would otherwise be rubbish?
Yes. So that's one table. Two or three other tables are for other crafts. Like last month, we had one of the most popular crafts, which is this one. American Indians craft, dream catchers. We provide this sort of thing. That's made from a lot of paper glued together.
So we're looking at a circle, yes?
Or we can use natural things like willow. And we weave cobwebs. And some people can do everything from scratch, but for those who don't have time or skill, we prepare the inside, and people can hang beads and feathers. And this is very popular for both children and adults.
I have a dream catcher at home, which was I bought one, but those look really nice. So that's good if I could come and learn to find those.
For fun, these smiling faces are very popular. So American Indians wouldn't be very happy about this idea, but we add this in the middle. That's supposed to be a friendly spider eating up your bad dreams.
So you can make a picture within it, so it's not just a...
Last month we also had some fridge magnets and brooches.
Oh, right. So that's the three tables, did you say?
So we usually have two or three, probably sometimes four different crafts.
And you teach one, or do you teach them all?
Well, I have a group of helpers, and they do what they like to do.
So, and what items are upcycled? You've mentioned some of the things that you have, flax and plastic bag tapes and plastic bags. You said, what sort of plastic bags?
Well, any sort. Plain ones, coloured ones. It's all sorts.
So
but
you
we can make them into strips.
So the one one single use ones, you use those as well as the...
Yes, we do.
And now you're not going to have many of those left now when they do away with those. All right. And anything else? You mentioned willow sometimes that you make as a base. So what else?
We'd love to have more wool or ice cream containers.
Yes, wool and ice cream containers so the public can. Where would they take those to?
That's the problem. I'll come and get them myself because... we don't have a place for dropping those in at the moment.
Right. So how do people contact you to do that?
Email upcyclingclub1 is number one.
Yes.
I wanted to add one because I thought we were the first one to start to do this sort of craft with used, pre-loved and donated items.
Right, so
email address is upcyclingclub1@gmail.com.
Right, so they would email you, Yoko, and you would contact them in regard to collecting wool and ice cream. So when you say
wool, whatever other things.
You have
and if we have something new, we'll try to think of a way to use them.
So what sort of things can we use? So... to just donate things and your...
cups and jars. This is a kit set that I'd like to develop for Dorodango. Do you know what this is?
Looks like a painted table tennis ball.
Yes. Well, it can come in any size. I happen to make this small one, but this is made of mud,
oh,
M-U-D,
really?
Mud. Yes, just the garden soil. Apparently, this has been a very old craft for children in Japan. But I was brought up in Japan. I never knew about this.
Oh.
I recently read about it because there is a federation of Dorodango people, and they have... yearly competitions. The idea is to make it as round as possible, make a perfect sphere, and if you keep polishing it, it will start shining.
Oh, really?
Sparkling, yes. So it's fun. This is a good activity for patients at the hospital or old people's homes. So one day I'd like to visit them with this idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
This is in the making, so it's a bit messy, but it gets very nice and shiny. And you need a bit of fabric.
So any fabric that looks like a piece of Chuck's cloth, for
instance? Anything should be okay. And you put a bit of water here, and you go make it nice and round.
So Yoko is smoothing it off with a bit of water on her
And we are a bit short of money, so we want to make some fundraising. This is one of the kits. We also made a kit set for paper making, but it hasn't come off. It was a patent class, I thought, but we haven't made much money out of it because we haven't been doing any marketing for it. So we're not very good with marketing.
So upcycling, you can also make money out of that. And you said also, in particular, wool and ice cream containers and almost anything else.
Yes, fabrics. This was one of our first projects to make something out of fabric remnants. This is a cushion that you can put on your chair. The inside, there is... old electric blanket.
Oh, okay.
We haven't used fabrics for a long time. But this was just a paper cup for holding your glasses or pencils. But the latest we are getting into things natural from the nature. And we are particularly interested in kiwi.
Oh,
kiwi conservation, and
I'm looking at a lovely front of a folder, and it's got a couple of pictures of kiwis and a road sign, and also lots of bark and giving a nice foresty floor sort of outlook.
Well, these kiwis are in a safe area without any pests or predators, but this one is surrounded by all sorts of bad ones. This is from a book from the Red Cross. Thick cover of a book, and these make wonderful canvases. And I was given quite a lot of them yesterday after their annual
book sale.
Well,
then that's good, from otherwise they just go to recycle paper and get it.
Oh, there quite a lot of the books were dumped yesterday in a bin. And this one is for fun. Can you find storks or dogs and cats? Children usually think of dogs and cats as lovely pets, but they can be pests
as well. Yes.
So just to get them to realize not everything is good for you, and some are very dangerous for kiwis. So for next workshop, we'll be doing one of these too.
And that was on the third Saturday?
Yes.
From 1 till 3, just come along.
Yes.
So do, well, we've talked about people can donate, and they email you on upcycle1@gmail.com.
Or they can bring the things when we are there at Temanawa.
To Tumanawa on the third Saturday from 1 till 3.
And I'm usually there after 11 o'clock.
All right. So they could come a bit earlier. So if I wanted to come and make one of those lovely things, would I need to bring all my things, the bits and pieces
we
myself?
We prepare everything ourselves. So you just bring yourself.
But I could bring some to donate anyway.
That would be lovely, yes.
Right. So do you have any competitions or categories within your club, or is it?
Not at the moment, no.
No, no, but you may do sort of thing. And we've had the contact details, is either to visit Tumanawa on the third Saturday, 1 till 3, or email Yoko on upcycle1@gmail.com. So we're going to take a short break from upcycling, and we're going to turn to recycling now. We have Samantha Batman in from the Palmerston North City Council. So, Samantha, could you please outline briefly what the recycling system in the Palmerston North area is?
Absolutely. So if you're a resident in Palmerston North here, you'll have a orange-lidded recycling wheelie bin, and you'll also have a small black glass crate. So that's what we use for our curbside recycling, and we have several drop-off locations in Ashurst and Ferguson Street as well for excess recycling that you can take there.
So what sort of items are recyclable?
So all the usual sort of items, so your paper and your cardboard and your milk bottles, they're recyclable in the orange-lidded wheelie bin. That's a mixed recycling bin there. And then your bottles and jars that have either had a food item or a beverage in can go into your glass crate.
So what happens to these things?
So once we've collected them from the curbside, we're very lucky. The City Council runs its own recycling service. So we collect it from the curbside, and we take it to our puni, and it's actually taken to our recovery facility. And it's manually sorted, so whatever goes in your bin, someone has to pick it out again. And it's sorted into different bales, and then it's sold on to local businesses if we can find them, or businesses around New Zealand, and a small amount goes overseas.
So, and what is not recyclable?
So the main things that we find in the bins that we can't recycle in Palmerston North are things like polystyrene meat trays, Tetra Paks that have had fruit juices in, and also those soft plastics. So I think Yoko was talking earlier about reusing soft plastics and carrier bags. We can't accept those in our recycling here. So those main three items there we want to keep out.
So we've now got somewhere where we could take those to Yoko. upcycle them.
That would be perfect.
So you mentioned recycling avenues in Ashurst and Ferguson Street. Where else did you say?
So Ferguson Street Recycling Centre is probably our main drop-off point in the city, and that accepts quite a few items that can't go in the curbside there. So that's probably the main recycling hub for Palmerston North.
So what sort of things can be recycled that aren't in the recycle bins?
So Ferguson Street Recycling Centre can accept electrical items. So anything with a plug you can bring to the recycling centre there. There is a fee for some of those items, but some of them are free. So mobile phones are free to recycle. Batteries are free to recycle there, cameras. So it's really worth checking out our website and seeing what other items you can bring to us. We've also introduced some new recycling services at Ferguson Street. So motor oil you can now drop off for free, and child car seats as well you can bring to us. There is a small fee for those. So just check that out on our website for the costs.
All right. So, and what are some of the problems with recycling? You've mentioned, some of the items that you can't recycle, like the polystyrene meat trays. So how can the public help make sure that these things don't occur?
So the main thing is to try and keep those items out of the bin in the first place. It's quite difficult now because we're so busy. We buy lots of different items and we don't always think about where it's going to go once we're done with it. So one of the best things that you can do is actually to try and reduce and reuse before recycling. So Yoko's club to reuse some of those items and upcycle them would be brilliant. But try and reduce things like packaging in the first place. So if you buy an item, ask the retailer whether they'll take the packaging back from you and what happens to it to make sure it doesn't end up in the landfill.
So how are items deemed to be rubbish to go to the landfill?
Well, essentially rubbish or waste is anything that doesn't have any further value or use. So there's actually not that many items that you can't do something else with, but it's all dependent on the market that's going to buy the item once you've put it in the recycling bin. So unless someone wants to buy it and use it to make into another product, there's not a lot of places for it to go.
So things like dirty nappies.
Absolutely.
Reusable nappies.
Definitely not recycling those in our bins. So dirty nappies, please use your rubbish bags.
All right. So we're going to take a break now and we're going to hear Tom Jones singing Listen to the Music.
A way to make them smile.
We're back in the studio talking about upcycling and recycling. On the subject of recycling, Samantha, can you just tell us about the what we can find on the Palmerston North City Council's website?
Sure. So we have an online tool that you can find on our website, which is all about finding out where to put different items. It's called the Guru's Guide to What Goes Where. So you can search for your items and it will let you know if you can recycle it in the curbside or if there's somewhere in the city that you can take it for recycling.
Well, that's really, really handy to know because, you know, things like old TVs and whatnot like that would be registered there. Lovely. Right. And anything else on recycling that you want to mention?
No, not in particular. I think the city's doing a really great job. Our residents are really switched on about what can and can't be recycled. So thank you for your efforts.
All right, thank you very much, Samantha. Yoko, back to you. We're being involved in upcycling. So you said you began the Upcycle Club in 7 years ago, so that's how long you've been involved with it. Where do you get your ideas from?
I look up websites, read newspapers, magazines, and also listen to people. You may not believe it, but this idea about kiwi forests came from an idea from one of my members who wanted to do some bonsai.
Oh, right.
Her husband is a gardener, and she said, oh, let's do bonsai. So I practiced. What I came up with was just a little pot like this one with soil in it. All the people have to do was just plunk one little stick. That was all. There wasn't really much to it, and I was very disappointed. So things evolved from there. We put more things, and then somebody had a little dinosaur. So I put a dinosaur in it. Oh, we'll call this Jurassic Park. So when Temara had a Jurassic exhibition, we had a big workshop. Then instead of dinosaur, if you put kiwis, oh, we can call this kiwi garden, kiwi forest. And if you put insects, Amazon.
All right.
You put elephants. Oh, that's Africa. So we've enjoyed this very much. So things evolve from little ideas sometimes. So you never know what will come out of this next time.
So if you want to have a look to see wonderful things that have been going on, do you have past items on show so that people can look at some of the things that you have already done?
Unfortunately, we haven't been very good with making albums or records. So we started yesterday, only yesterday. One day we'll have a good website, but that's in the distant future. We are a very, very small group, and we just haven't got the people to deal with everything.
So hopefully after the program you'll have an inundation of people wanting to come along and learn what
that
to do with recycling.
That will be wonderful.
So I'm what's going through my mind is it would be a good idea to take these things to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So and what's been the most memorable time or item that you've made or seen during your time, your 7 years at upcycling?
Oh, that would be this paper-making kit. We made chips with white bits of business paper. We just cut out white bits and dissolved or put them in water and made them soft and make little chips and dry them and put them in little bags. And also we developed a way of making this paper in three easy steps. And we made instructions and we put them all in an ice cream container and we put lots of holes in the lid, so the whole thing can be one set. You don't need anything else. So we would like to make this more usable and available for people, but we have been busy with other things. And also this kiwi idea.
So do you all in your group, do you have, like, you teach people to do things and you see that it evolves, so do the whole group as a group come along and format ideas and things that everybody does, or do you have set things that people are...
Oh, at the moment, we only meet once a week. Once a month. But we exchange ideas on the internet.
So it's just, so you have a small group of you that sort of come up with the ideas,
yes.
So you don't do it all by yourself. So.
They are such dedicated people helping me.
Right. And so what suggestions would you make for people who might want to come along and be a member?
Just let me know.
Right. So, and let you know, and that's on Gmail?
Yes.
And so what was that address again?
upcyclingclub1@gmail.com.
Or you can pop in and see her on the third Saturday of the month from 1 till 3 at Te Manawa. Or
yes.
If you're donating items, to come along a bit earlier, because she's usually there from about 11. And Samantha, the City Council website again?
So the city website is pncc.govt.nz.
And on that we can find?
You'll find the Guru's Guide to What Goes Where, to figure out where to place your recyclable items.
All right. Well, thank you both very much. I found that very informative as to what I can do with my bits of rubbish that I no longer require. So thank you both.
Thank
You're
you very
welcome.
Much.
Thank you for having me.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.